You are such a sight. Laying on the battlefield like a puppet whose strings have been cut. I see you chose to die on your back. Is that so you could see the sky? Your breaths are shallow, but I'm sure your heart is full, Crusader. Oh, yes. The corpses of the evil humans you cut down surround you like a wreath. Ah, there it is. A faint smile tugging at your lips. You look so beautiful. So fulfilled. Let me crouch down beside you. It's incredible, isn't it? Dying. Every breath you took for granted feels so wonderful now. The color of the sky has never been so mesmerizing. Yes, because you know you'll never see it again. Those heartbeats and blinks, they are finally savored as the gods intended them to be. Shh. No, no. I am no spirit of mercy. I'm not here to ease your passing, Crusader. I am here to save you and keep you. No, 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 don't try to turn your head. Save your strength. You wish to live, don't you? Oh? You say you can die happy. Like this, in service to the gods of light and goodness. You are possessed with such nobility. It is admirable. But I am not giving you a choice, Crusader. The gods may be ready to let you die, but I refuse. I want you more than they do, so I will have you. Feel my palm and fingers covering your eyes. Let my magic in. Accept me. Feel it flowing into you, coursing through your veins and muscles, covering you like a holy blanket of safety and warmth. That's it. Your wounds will close, your pulse will steady. You are too sacred, too rare to leave this life. I covet you too much. I'm going to count to three. And when you wake, you will be mine, whole and healthy. One. A deep breath in. Two. A long breath out. And finally, three. crusader. Don't thrash about. You are healed and clean, but you lost a great deal of blood. Here, let me lower your head back onto my lap. There you are. Isn't it nice being pampered like this? I could run my fingers through your hair forever, scratching at your scalp with my nails. Does my breath tickle you? Too bad. You'll just have to take it. Where are we? A ruined castle atop a hill. Not far from the battlefield you nearly perished on. The stones are old and broken. But it is strong and safe. I lit a fire to warm your flesh. Night has fallen. The moon wanes in gibbous. It illuminates the planes of your face in a way that is most pleasing. Another question. Did you win the battle? Of course. Your forces triumphed. Those warlocks and their mercenary army lost their leaders. They'll gain no foothold in these peaceful lands now. Your holy sword spilled blood and saved the lives of many. You should be proud. Oh, you grace me with another beautiful smile. You enjoy hearing this, the result of your deeds. Such a kind soul. You had help, you know. A witch's house flew overhead, and she cast down a lightning bolt, killing one of the warlock leaders. Fate is strange. Who am I? What does it matter? I am your rescuer. A warm lap for you to rest your head on. An adoring woman who stole you and can't stop touching you. Your curiosity is so charming. You blink up at me so sweetly when you ask a question. I don't have a name. But I'm reminded I don't know yours. What is it? Ah, lovely. I told you I don't have a name. Humans once called me the Queen of Borrowed Light. But I wear no crown. Let me drag the pad of my finger down the bridge of your nose, across your soft lips. You have such beautiful features. Ah, darling crusader, how can I touch your face and pamper you when you keep opening your mouth to ask your silly mortal questions. You are so concerned with the physical, with labels and glib, easy thoughts. Oh, don't worry. You are still perfect to me. You haven't even been mine for an hour. And already I find it difficult to deny you. I am the gap between the self and the spirit. When I slip into you, everything falls away. I am drawn to an authenticity of the soul. Yes. Humans who know their true purpose and pursue it with everything they have. Yes, my crusader. This is why I saved you, and why I will keep you. I am a bright reflection, like how the moon borrows the light of the sun to glow. I was made for you. And you were made for me. I was searching a long time. Close your eyes. It does not matter if I am yours or you are mine. What matters is that you will never leave my side. And I will keep you warm and safe. You fulfilled your purpose. You were ready to meet your end. Now you will rest with me. Doesn't that sound nice?